Do well whatever you do. Do well whatever you do. That's all that matters in life, is that we do well whatever we do. Because we are all given the privilege of living our life, of being aware of ourselves, and we are all part of a bigger awareness than we could ever conceive ourselves of being. So, playing the game of human, we say we do things. And what are these things that we do? These things that we do are the magical things that we have in our heart. They are the magical things that we have in our soul, the magical things that come to our awareness. And we think of doing things. We think of writing a book. Everybody wants to write a book. We think of writing poetry. We think of doing sculpturing. We think of going for a swim. Oh, that's not such a tremendous thing. Oh, yes, it is. When you go for a swim, do you dive in the pool? Do you put your toe in the pool first, or do you step in the pool? Do you walk down the steps into the pool, or do you have to go in quickly so you get through past the coolness of the pool? How do you go for a swim? How do you enter the pool of life? How do you enter into the experience of being yourself and having fun in every single thing that you do? Think about it. Do well whatever you do. So you're going to take a swim. You prepare yourself for your swim. You enter the pool. You lay your towel down on the edge of the pool. You have your towel there because, you know, when you come out of the pool, the breeze is going to make you feel cool, so you dry off quickly, and then you don't feel cool anymore. You just feel wonderful. So you look at the water in the pool and you say, oh, I'm going to swim it like an Olympic champion. And you know you're no Olympic champion. You don't want to be, and you aren't. But you do know that you want to swim it easily, beautifully. So you know that you float, and you just lay on the water, and you put your arms forward and stroke the water. You kick your feet. You have to make yourself kick your feet, because sometimes it's not something you do ordinarily. But you swim. You do well whatever you do. You may do the dog paddle, and you just sort of clop, chop, chop, chop through the pool. I know when I take Rex to the pool each day, I sit at the edge of the pool and I watch him. And he sees me there. And he steps down into the pool, and he goes down to the steps that are below the pool there, which just get his back in the water. And he stands there for a few moments, acclimating to the water in the pool and to the temperatures and to the good feeling. And he shivels his body, he wiggles his body, not trying to shake off the water because it's in the water, but to feel the vibrations of the wonderful quality of the water. And then, after he has sniffed around at the water and sniffed the bugs that might be lying there, he steps off of the platform he stands on and he swims out. He swims out to the middle of the pool, and as he gets out in the middle of the pool, he turns around, and then he swims back slowly, evenly, no panic, no concern, just a delightful dog paddle swim. That's the way dogs are built, and he swims beautifully. He swims doing well whatever he does. And he comes back to his platform on the edge of the pool, and he stands there. And he looks around, and he looks outside the pool. Doesn't see anything exciting going on out there. And he looks around the pool again, and he sees me sitting there, and I wave at him. And he sort of shivers with me and says, "Yes, this is wonderful." And then once again, he drops himself into the water and swims out across the middle of the pool, making a one large circle, no hurry, no eagerness, just the delight of swimming. He swims just like a champion. No speed, but all the speed in the world. No panic, but all the joy in the world. He is one with the water in the pool, and he feels so great. He feels so wonderful. But that's his nature. Do well whatever you do. Do well whatever you do. What are the things that turn you on in life? Do you like to swim? Then do it well. You might read about it, or learn about it, or ask someone who swims very well how they swim that well. And they will tell you where they are right now on their talented ability to swim, and they will tell you how they swim right now, so wonderfully, so beautifully, so perfectly. They won't tell you how they began. They won't tell you how they hope to be one day as an Olympic swimmer, so to speak. But they tell you where they are right now. They're doing well, whatever they're doing right now. And they are telling you how you can do well right now, wherever you're doing. If you'd like to swim, they'll tell you their technique. If you'd like to write a book, they'll tell you their technique. If you'd like to drink a cup of coffee, they'll tell you their technique. Everyone drinks coffee differently. You pick up your cup of coffee and you sip it, or you pick up your cup of coffee and you take a drink of this hot water, or you hold the cup of coffee in your hands for a few minutes with both hands around it, warming up your hands and feeling just so wonderful. And then you take a little sip here and a little sip there. And you find that the coffee is a delight. You find the caffeine in the coffee is a marvelous thing for you. It's something that makes you feel very good. And you think to yourself, this is wonderful. I am wonderful. Do well everything you do. Whether it's swimming or drinking a coffee or watching Rex swim, or whether it's doing anything at all, do it well. Because to do it well means to be yourself and have fun in everything you do. To be yourself and delight so marvelously, so wonderfully, so totally, so completely in everything that you do. And as you do this, you will think that you have the most wonderful circumstance in the world just for you. The most wonderful feeling in the world just for you, the most wonderful experience in the world just for you. Because that's what it means to do well everything you do. At night, when I go to bed, I've told you, Rex likes to come to me after I'm in bed, after I'm asleep, in fact. He picks up one of my shoes or my sandal, and he brings it to the edge of my bed, wags his tail, banging against the bed, banging against everything, full of joy and happiness. He's doing well, whatever he does. He holds my sandal in his mouth up above the bed so I can see it, and I have to wake and look over at him. And I take my arms and I throw them around him and I say, Rex, you are a wonderful dog. You are a fantastic dog. You are a glorious dog. Thank you so much for sharing my shoe with me and for letting me know that you love my shoe so much. And all you do is carry it. When he was a little pup, he would chew it. Oh, he's chewed a couple of chews. But the thing is, he doesn't do that anymore. He has learned to do well whatever he does. And the shoe is a symbol, and he brings it to me and he says, I love you, Dad, I love you. And here's your shoe. He doesn't expect me to take his shoe. He knows that he will put it back where he got it, or he'll climb up on his couch bed and he'll lay there with the shoe under his chin and he'll say, I've got my dad right here. I'm doing well whatever I'm doing. Each one of us has that privilege of doing well whatever we do. We can do it now, and we can do it forever. Because we like ourselves. And as we like ourselves, we choose to live in a world filled with joy and peace and harmony, filled with magic, filled with love. This is my world. And this is your world. And this is the only world there is. Because it's the world that you have created out of your heart, out of your life. And you do everything well, whatever you do. Have a lovely, wonderful, wonderful world, and delight in doing well, whatever you do, because you're watching and you're enjoying it. I love you. I love you. I love you.